Are you ready?
Yes.
I don't know why, but today feels... I was just thinking, today feels like Saturday. But
you
maybe...
Think?
Yeah, but maybe it's because you went to Walmart today.
It is true. I usually go on Saturdays.
Yeah, so maybe that's why. But all day I kept thinking, today's Saturday. Today's Saturday. Today's Saturday. But nope. It's Friday. It's Friday night.
Woohoo!
You know that song?
No.
You don't recognize that?
No.
Okay.
What's it from?
I don't know. It's a song. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, everyone.
And we're... I have mixed feelings about reporting that winter has really arrived.
You mean just because it's cold?
Well, that's typically... how you know winter has arrived.
Well, it can be, you can have a cold, like a random cold snap, like in the spring.
Well, we haven't had anything close to this yet, sweetie.
No, this is the coldest that it's been.
Correct. By far.
But it's not by far the coldest temperature we've ever had.
You mean in our lifetime?
Well, I just mean it in a given January.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. We didn't have anything like this, and now here it is.
Right, but...
surprise.
We're going away on
surprise.
Monday.
Surprise.
We're going away on Monday, and usually every time we go to this retreat, it's cold. It's below zero cold.
Conference. Don't call it a retreat. It's
whatever.
Called a conference.
Call it what you want. It's usually below zero, and it's barely going to be below zero.
All I'm saying is...
it is a little chilly.
Where's the global warming when you need it?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
You agree? I thought you like it when it's cold.
No, I agree. Where's the global warming? Like, this is not unusual.
It's supposed to be, like, dangerously, you know how they say that? Dangerously cold.
But that's with the wind chill, not the temperature.
So I saw something that I never saw before on my phone.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
A wind chill watch. Like, usually there's, like, a wind chill advisory, a wind chill warning, but a wind chill watch.
Oh, because maybe it could get that cold?
I don't know.
Well, that's what a watch usually means. Like, maybe that'll happen.
Let's see if it's still there. I'll pull it up right now. I'm using the AccuWeather app. Yep, wind chill watch.
So that just means maybe?
Wind chill watch, winter weather advisory, wind chill advisory.
How can it be a watch and an advisory?
Good question, sweetie. So the wind chill, that showed me the weather advisory.
I feel like we've gotten soft.
I know I have.
Well, I just mean like, it's January and it's going to be cold and they have to put special names to it. Instead
of
just calling it January.
It starts Saturday at 9 p.m., so we haven't even started yet. And it ends Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah, because the wind chill is supposed to be below zero.
So the wind chill, the temperatures, it keeps showing me the winter weather advisory, not the wind chill, even though I click on it. So let's look at the hourly.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be cold and below zero, but like not like... I mean, the coldest I've
ever heard. The high on Sunday
is like zero, right?
6 below.
Oh.
The high on Monday, 5 below. The low on Saturday is 13 below. The low on Sunday is 14 below with a wind chill of 36 below. So yeah. There goes all of our podcast listeners who thought about going to church Sunday. Now they're like, I'm not going to church Sunday.
Well, here's the
maybe
thing.
We should have a special prize if you come to church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got leftover Christmas chocolate. Here's the deal.
You
know, I know what you do.
A prize.
You know what you do?
Yeah, you stay in bed.
You start your car before you leave.
You stay in bed
about 10 or 15 minutes. And you
I don't know if
run.
I'm going to church.
Then it'll get
to
warm.
Be honest.
Then it'll get warm, and you won't know. That's what I used to do when we lived in Kenosha. I start my car like 10 or 15 minutes before I had to go, and my car was always warm.
You know, you're not supposed to do that.
Tell that to me when it's 15 below.
You're supposed to drive it.
I do. I just let it warm up first.
Yeah, you just said for like 15 minutes.
10 or 15 minutes, yeah.
You're supposed to drive it right
you can get
fairly,
in trouble in
fairly
some places.
Quickly.
You can get in trouble in some places if you leave your car running when you go into
that's
the
what,
store.
That's what people say, but I've never heard of it actually happening.
Think for getting in
those,
trouble?
Yeah, I think
for
it's one of
trouble?
Those things that they
I
say
think it
you're
means
not
that
supposed to, but nobody enforces it.
Well, I think they talk to you sternly if your car gets stolen.
I don't think so. Well, I think you're making that up. Actually, I really do.
I am not.
Yeah, you are.
In Duluth, you can get a ticket for it.
Has that ever happened to you?
I don't live in Duluth.
Has it ever happened?
If you live in Duluth, if you've ever known.
Has it ever happened to you?
I don't live in Duluth.
So that's a no. Do you know anyone that has ever happened to?
Well, it's a. If you comment below if you're from Duluth. That or means if you're from the range and you're listening to
that
this
means
and this happens
hearsay.
In your town,
that's, if you look
comment
up,
below because Jamie thinks you don't exist. So that, just comment below if you exist.
That's what, just so you know, if you look up hearsay, that's what it is.
Dude, it was reported that they were going
oh,
to make
it. Oh, you have
it.
A source.
Dude, I didn't bring my phone. Is this your phone? I'm going to look it up. I'm not making it up. You're
I said
so
it's something that it might be a law
you
that they don't enforce.
Well,
they don't enforce. They don't enforce. They don't enforce.
I'm just saying.
You know how many times I've been in the grocery store or anywhere?
I don't think,
where
it's,
a
I don't think it's
a,
in New Prague.
Running?
It's a law. It's a city law. It's a city ordinance.
Anyways.
Well, that's your photo page. Where do you put your... where do you put your...
Give me my phone.
Where do you put your... oh, there it is. Okay, I'm going to look it up. Ticket.
This is what happens when you borrow someone's phone.
I didn't bring mine.
Where are you going to... What's the Google search you're going to do?
Car running. Ticket for leaving car running. See?
Tell me the headline. Read the headline.
Can you get a ticket for leaving your car running?
I never
from
said
CBS
you
News in Minnesota, WCCO.
Okay, go ahead.
Here in Michigan, it cost him $128 for warming up his car in his own driveway.
You said Minnesota, that's specifically Duluth.
I know.
I mean,
could the
right.
same thing happen in Minnesota?
I
read more.
Here's the thing. Do you know the difference between probable and plausible?
As tempting as it is in St. Paul, if you start your car with a key and walk away, you could be fined.
Could
in,
be.
In Minneapolis, they allow 3 minutes of idling before you
oh,
can
yeah.
be
some
fined.
Oh, yeah. Some guy's out there with
$200.
His timer. $301. Sorry.
Just,
you get a ticket.
Okay.
I didn't have anything else to do, so I pulled out the timer. Nobody enforces that.
If it's a little
Nobody.
Cooler, if it's below zero, you can idle your car for 15 minutes. Here are the rules for the city of Minneapolis.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe someone
Every
actually
person, when leaving a motor vehicle,
made this
except
up.
A commercial motor vehicle, unattended on any street, alley, or parking lot in the city, shall lock the ignition, remove the key, and take it with him. Any violation of these provisions shall not, number one,
make Are you
going to
read the whole article?
Or two, be used
Because this would be a
recovery.
Really boring podcast.
I'm just saying. So there.
Right.
It is.
Possible.
It's an ordinance.
And probable. Is it
you
possible?
You said it didn't even exist.
No, I said, I said you can go back and re-listen to it later. I said it might be a law, might be a rule, it might be an ordinance. Nobody enforces it. Nobody's sitting around with a timer
You
being
might
like,
if you report your
you
car
at
stolen
3 minutes
with your keys
and 5 seconds.
You might. You Anyways. Might. If your car gets stolen with the keys in it, you might get a ticket.
I've heard it both ways.
What?
What do you got over there?
What kind of it's too dark in here. I can't read. It's chocolate. What kind is this?
I don't know. You brought them.
I know, but I can't remember what kind, and it's dark. What kind is it? It's a special kind.
Like, it's a special chocolate?
Lindt. It's Lindt. Lindt.
Isn't that Lindt. Just the brand?
Yeah.
Well, like, is there different flavors?
I brought a caramel chocolate with
I
caramel.
I love how you think. I love like. And, I love how you act like my question was dumb, and then you're like, then you go on to explain that they're not the same.
I brought a caramel and chocolate,
oh.
and I brought a white chocolate and candy cane.
Oh.
Dude, you are just so on me today. And here's the thing. This is what's great about the podcast. Everybody's gonna know.
Everybody's gonna know what?
That you're just on me. You're just
I'm not
on
you.
Yes,
I'm
you
not.
Are.
No. Agree to disagree.
That's 100% what you're doing. 100% you're agreeing to disagree with everything I say.
How was Walmart today?
Pretty slow. It was there. Here's what is interesting. There can be sometimes you can go and there's a ton of cars in the parking lot and there's really not that many people in the store. Sometimes, like the other night when we went to pick up my contacts and there's no parking lots, no cars in the parking lot, it's just as dead. So like I don't know where all those people with those cars are because they weren't in the store today.
So you're saying it was the same?
Yeah.
Today as it
yeah,
was
the other
day?
Yeah, even the parking lot was way fuller.
Same as it ever was. I was really disappointed that it didn't snow this morning. Because yesterday they were like, we're going to get snow,
so
snow, 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 snow. And I said, when it snows, then the gym is empty and it's dead. And so because it didn't snow,
oh, it wasn't. I think it
people
was dead.
It was slow not initially, dead. And then I think people looked outside and thought,
I can go.
Oh, I can go to the gym. I can go to the gym.
My teacher friend in busy. Wisconsin had a snow day today.
Because they actually had snow?
Yeah, she posted pictures.
Interesting. But
poor Marissa had to go to school.
Poor Marissa.
No such luck as a snow day in Minnesota.
I don't know. I don't even know if there's any more snow forecasted after this.
Well, like for the rest of the winter, you don't know this forecast. They can't tell you that far in advance.
So, I learned something today.
Ooh.
Yes, I learned something at, so we have a local bakery in town. It's called Lau's, and it's a traditional Czech bakery. And so we went there, Taylor and I went there for lunch.
Is their last name Lau?
No.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
So we went there for lunch, and
2 days in a row, I might add.
Well, the reason we went 2 days in a row is because
you took two different
Taylor
kids.
Taylor felt left out. Can I tell my story now?
Yeah, although I didn't go any days in a row, so the person who should be feeling left out is me. But anyway, continue with your story.
You're just on me. You're just on me tonight.
Yeah, especially because yesterday you took out Carter, but you brought Morgan a hamburger.
I didn't bring him nothing.
Really,
that was between
one.
The two of them.
I am the only one that should.
I didn't have
left
nothing
out.
To do with that.
Okay. Anyway, tell your story.
So, I'm always looking for new recipes, and specifically, European recipes or Scandinavian, which sometimes there's not a big difference in the flavor, the palate of the food. So they had a little, whatchamacallit, recipe book for sale for $4.
Oh, that's how much it was?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I'm like, I'll get that. And then we would have some things in there. And I was kind of looking through it, and they actually even had, like, rice pudding in there, which my dad's mom used to make, my grandma.
Did your mom ever make it?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
And so I was talking to the waitress about, like, if there's, like, a different traditions, like, around the holidays. And she told me there's something called the holiday fruit soup.
Oh, fruit soup?
Holiday fruit soup.
This is a Czech thing?
It is. It's a Christmas tradition. And they also have fish on Christmas. As
that,
well.
That makes sense.
But so here's the ingredients, okay?
Okay.
This is
in
for
the fruit soup.
The holiday fruit soup. Okay. So the recipe is 1 pound of mixed dried fruit, about 4 cups, 3/4 cup small pearl tapioca.
Ooh, I love tapioca.
6 cups of water divided, 5 apples peeled and cubed, 1 cup of sugar and ground cinnamon. Mm. She said it's disgusting.
Oh. I like tapioca.
But would you eat fruit soup? Look at the picture. Would you eat that? I don't think I would. I'd be a little nervous. Fruit soup.
Well, is it just, so it's just tapioca pudding with fruit in it?
I don't know.
Is it hot or cold?
I'm assuming it's hot.
Huh.
Right? It's soup. In a large saucepan, combine the fruit, tapioca, and 4 cups of water. Cover and let stand overnight.
Oh, I have never made tapioca pudding. I just get it.
Stir in the apples, sugar, and remaining water. Bring to a boil. Reduce heat. Cover and simmer for 1 hour or until tapioca is transparent. Add additional water if necessary. Serve warm or cold with a dash of cinnamon. So your thought is maybe it's more like a dessert.
Pudding, like a tapioca pudding?
Maybe.
I don't mind tapioca pudding. I've never made it. I, you know, buy it in a little pre-made little.
And apparently, the tradition is
you put something in it. You don't put something in that.
No, that you have fish on.
Fish on Christmas Day.
On Christmas, yeah, fish
like
is a
cooked fish, or like don't they do a lot of pickled fish?
Could be.
The Holy Hygge book. No, Hygge. The Holy Hygge book I got for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That lady married a Danish man, and they moved to Minnesota, which, by the way, is the state with the largest amount of Scandinavian population.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So on Christmas Eve, Just like in many other countries, Christmas holds the title of the most beloved holiday season in the Czech Republic. Czech Christmas intertwines with numerous folk traditions. I was really just looking. So they talk about Advent. They talk about a Christmas tree. They talk about...
Those things are kind of universal.
Dinner.
Okay.
Okay. The Czech traditional meal is a fried carp with potato salad on Christmas Eve
now,
dinner.
I wonder if it's cold potato salad or there's a German warm potato salad.
And you can see fish stalls in the Czech towns in December when you where you can buy one. However, some people nowadays prefer eating schnitzel or wine sausage instead, you think?
Oh, that's just because you don't like fish.
Carp?
I don't know. I've never had carp.
That was the fish we knew you weren't supposed to eat when we lived on a lake.
Oh, well, maybe it's a different kind, though. It could be like some European carp.
I don't know. They do have some other good-looking recipes, though.
Yeah?
Like, they have something called... oh, where did that recipe go? It looks like a bread of some kind. Oh, huska bread.
Oh.
So, there you go. I learned something today. That looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Like
it's kind of weird to buy a recipe book now because, you know, the interwebs. The internet.
Oh, yeah, because you can just print one off on the internet.
Yeah. So, anyways, the other thing we were going to talk about tonight is the fact that evidently, and we found this out from our son Jordan, dad clothes are in style. Who knew?
Well, I did by looking at Jordan. Wait, I was going to ask you another question, though. Seriously.
Back to the Czech thing?
What do you think is the coldest temperature you've ever been in?
Oh, you wanted to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was in Hibbing.
Baby.
Well.
I'm sure, like
Hibbing's
been
right
cold
up there
here,
by Canada.
But it's been cold here. Like, we've had, like, with wind chills in the 40s.
Yeah, I know.
Mine was 60.
I went on a 60-mile
60 below.
Snowmobile ride with the guys from the church.
Was it below
and
zero
it was
then?
Like 20 below.
Yeah.
That was pretty cold.
Mm-hmm, I bet.
But I dressed appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
I dressed warm.
See, you are official now, just so you know.
What do you mean?
You went snowmobiling in below zero
what
weather.
What do you mean I'm official?
I mean, like, that makes you a hardy Minnesotan.
Because I went on a long snowmobile ride?
But it's below zero, yeah.
Dude, I grew up in Illinois. It got
cold
there.
Okay, but then you can't
didn't
say that.
Didn't get as cold as that, though.
There you go. See, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no. If we got, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It didn't get that cold.
Right. Mine was when the wind chill was, with the wind chill was 60 below.
When and where was that?
It was a statewide thing because, but it was in,
I'm sure
when
we've
I lived
had that
in
since
Hibbing,
I've been here.
When we lived in Hibbing, and the reason
I
remember
I said that,
specifically
Hibbing.
Was because statewide, the governor at the time called off school. So nobody in Minnesota had school those days. And so I still had a second job, and so I still went to work because I worked at an athletic club, and we were, same as what you just said, we were packed. Nobody had school. So like nobody stayed home. They just went.
You're such a nerd sometimes, you know that?
They all went to the athletic club. And so
they were
slammed, and I had to go to work. Why? Why? You were the one who was just talking about.
For one,
being
you're sitting here with your
gym.
Mittens on.
This microphone, I don't know where you got it. It's metal and it's freezing. Like it's because you don't have the heat on in the sanctuary.
I'm not in the sanctuary.
Yeah, well the microphone was.
So you're holding the mittens because of the microphone?
Yeah, it's metal and it was freezing.
Just so you know.
Yes.
It's not.
It was.
You warmed it up with your mittens. Can we talk about my other thing now?
Go for it.
About men's
dad
fashion?
Clothes? Yeah, well, here's the thing. You're the only one I know who has dad, where
no,
dad clothes is in fashion and you're still complaining.
Right, but that's my question. It can't be in style or in fashion.
If Jordan
you,
wears it,
if
is that
you
what you're
are
saying?
The dad wearing the said clothes that you've had in your closet for 20 years.
No, everything comes back around. That's
so
why
you're saying that I should just rock what I got?
Yes.
Bring it back, baby.
Yeah. Well, you didn't. It already is.
Well, technically, he wasn't wearing it the way that I had worn it. He had a bear shirt on.
With his dress pants?
Yeah. Jordan shared the homily last Sunday.
The homily?
What do you call it?
The sermon?
Man, you really have strayed from your Lutheran roots.
Yeah.
Poor Naomi.
I don't know.
Homily. homily is cooler to say than sermon.
Then
right?
You need one of those big. You need one of those big pulpits where you have to take a step up to get.
I saw one of those on Facebook. I don't know if it had the step up, but it was one of those things like, you know, if there was an intruder in the building, you could hide like a whole family behind it. It was awesome.
Goofball.
I said I would get it. I wonder if it's gone. No, I take that back. It wasn't on Facebook. It was on the little social media thing for the district. Mm. But it was massive. Massive.
Yeah.
You could have a whole, like, you could have like three cases of bubbly up there. Anyways.
Yes.
He didn't wear it with a dress shirt tucked in. He wore it with a Bears t-shirt.
But he did tuck it in and wear a belt.
But, and then he had the dress shirt on still on the outside.
It wasn't really a, it was like an Oxford.
Well, I mean button up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Button up. It was not a t-shirt.
Right. He had it open.
So
that
anyways.
Look, I don't know how, well, I don't know how that, if that complete
so
ensemble
my
would
theory
look that
is,
good on you.
This is my theory, okay? Shout out to Jordan for being original. And here's the reason why. Because if you look at my wardrobe, it's pretty vanilla. Would you agree?
Yeah.
It's pretty plain?
Yeah.
I don't like do anything like super
no.
crazy.
No, no. Not at all.
Did you you know what was funny that happened this week is I saw the clip on social media from Seinfeld.
Which one?
Where George decides that he's just going to embrace sweatpants.
Oh, okay.
And just wear them all the time.
Which is what you
24/7.
It's what you dream of. Uh-huh.
Right, but do you know what
No, I have no idea.
Huh?
I don't know.
Do you know what they say?
No.
In the clip?
No.
Oh, come on.
I don't watch Seinfeld like you do.
Oh, man.
You want to talk shows? Talk Little House on the Prairie. I don't know Seinfeld.
You have to know it. Okay, let me find it because now I just
you
now
can't play it. They'll probably mute it. They'll probably throw this whole episode right up the.
We'll get copyrighted.
Yeah.
He said people who wear sweatpants 24/7 have basically communicated that they've given up.
Oh yeah, you say life. That all the time.
How about the meme I sent? I say that.
You say that about people. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yes, you. I've
not sweatpants, pajamas.
Oh yeah, that's maybe
that's a huge
pants.
Difference.
Yeah,
especially,
and I would say that's a huge difference.
Especially
yes.
The people that I see who wear those like big old flannel, like Grinch,
oh yeah, the plaid
the Grinch
flannel
that
ones?
Still. No, I mean like the bright colored themed Grinch,
oh,
whatever.
Oh,
like, you can see them from like a mile
yeah.
away.
Yeah, I don't know why people wear
oversized.
Those I mean, I don't
big
know
old.
Why you wear that in public if you're over 18.
Well, I know someone.
I know you do.
And you know who
I
know.
I do, uh-huh.
And I have never
yeah.
in my entire life of
yeah.
running into her at the grocery store, and she's older than us.
Yeah. I don't get that.
Seen her not in pajamas.
I don't get that. That's
I
weird.
Love that.
I that's
like,
weird.
I mad respect.
Here's a question
mad
for you.
And guess what? She's not at Walmart.
True. True. Here's a question for you. You know what's really increasing in popularity, it's not that they're just becoming popular, they are increasing in popularity for women, is leggings. Do you feel like leggings are a step up from sweatpants, or are they on the same footing?
Are the leggings what I would call long johns?
No.
Or running pants? I have a pair. I have one pair.
You don't have a pair of leggings.
I do. I promise you. I have something, because I was cleaning out my long underwear drawer today, and I have these black, like, tight leggings things looking
so
things.
Long so maybe yours were long underwear moisture,
I mean they don't have the mesh they don't have the mesh they're smooth
they don't have the mesh
like men
do
wear running like running
oh okay
tights right
okay all right
is that what you're
okay.
talking about
no I'm talking about I mean they're leggings how do you know what not leggings are I have
that's
pairs.
What I'm trying to
I
understand.
Have a couple pairs I wear them
right what are leggings what's the difference between leggings and what I'm describing.
Well, yours are really like running pants meant to like be running. Leggings started out
technically,
kind of as like
I think
an
mine
exercise,
are designed
kind of
to be
as
like
an exercise
a thermal
thing,
layer.
But they have sort of, yeah. Yours are probably long.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, like underwear. If I'm observing, I can't tell the difference.
Really? But really?
Between, how am I what am I supposed to notice that's different?
Well, like leggings don't even have to be tight anymore. Like they can have like a little bell bottom. They can
really?
Be wide on the
I don't
bottom.
Know. I don't know what you speak of. That's interesting. You'll have to show me a picture.
I don't. I could show a picture because I don't own any.
I thought you were gonna say that those baggy jeans were back in, which I now own, which I bought at the thrift store. I had them on today. That's what I thought you were gonna say.
Your men's baggy jeans.
Those big, like, right? So like they're like swoop.
What?
Like we went from skinny to like three legs in each one.
Well, for
and they're short, right? They're like
a little bit shorter is in, and but straight is in for women. So I right. don't think it's like bell bottomy yet. Not for
no,
us.
I know.
I don't know about yours, but
yep, I have a pair. I bought them at the thrift store. I bought them specifically for working outside.
Oh, some of your jeans are. You should go get a couple new pairs.
I have. What do you mean?
You have a couple of pairs that I don't like.
Like which ones? Because
probably
I have news for you.
Probably the ones I'm talking about where you're wearing them outside.
I have news for you. I own four pairs of jeans right now.
Oh, because you've gotten rid of it. You've paired through a bunch.
Where have you been? Like I got rid of jeans a long time ago. I own four pairs of jeans.
I know.
Three are cool. And apparently all four are based on modern
trends. I don't know about for men, but for women, the super skinny and even skinny to some point. Are less pops. Super skinny is out.
Jeans you're talking.
Yeah. Skinny is like not the best, but it's people do it. And then straight is more. And even a little bit, I think they called a kick flare at the bottom.
Ooh, a kick flare.
So it's not like bell bottomy, but it's a little bit wider at the bottom. And then a straight through the leg.
I don't know what's in style. All I know
trust me, we all know.
Here's all on me tonight. Here's all on me. I hope people stay to the end of this podcast to see that.
I just mean that, like you're.
I know what you meant. All the audience knows what you meant.
I just know that your desired look is a sweatshirt and sweatpants.
That's not true.
You don't care what.
Told you today. I said comfort is my number one priority.
That's why you like your sweatpants and your sweatshirts.
That's also why I said I like my dad fat pants. The ones that I bought, remember from when we first started the.
I know what your fat
originally
pants
started
are.
The podcast.
I know what your fat pants
and
are.
And I wear those now, and people are like, "What are you doing so dressed up today?" I laugh out loud when they say that because I said today, "Who started this trend?" Me. It was because of the Jamie and Jody show that you can get suits that are stretchy, yeah. You can get jeans that are stretchy. It's all because of the Jamie and Jody show.
Honey,
we started it.
Honey, you are just so
trendsetter.
Cool. That's you,
Connor Price. Trendsetter, look him up on Spotify.
I'll have to look him up because I have no idea who you're talking about.
I had you listen to it. I told you how he got famous.
How? I don't remember this at all.
He was the guy, the white guy, who was wanting to do his music, and he was trying to get his name out there.
Yeah,
so
right,
he started making tutorials
on TikTok. Yep, I know.
Of how he made them.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Trendsetter.
That's you, James. Trendsetter, absolutely.
I'm thinking I need to do some updates to my wardrobe.
So what are you going to wear when we go to our conference since you're such a trendsetter?
Nothing new. I got nothing.
Just your
my usual repertoire. Is that the right word?
Yep, I think that's the right
word. Did I really use it right?
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to me. Are you serious? That was the right?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Good job, James.
I'm pretty proud of myself. I'll forgive you for
being. Want a piece of chocolate to celebrate? Yeah.
All right, well, we're winding down our podcast. We have to go in and finish our show tonight.
Yes, we're watching something.
I don't know
something.
If we're going to, it's going to be close.
Yeah, we're watching
something
late on
already.
Netflix called Fool Me Once, right?
Yeah.
It is so, it's the most confusing thing I think I've ever watched. Like, there's all these ins and outs and this and that and the other thing and which.
I watched a show very similar to this, and it was kind of a letdown at the end. Because you do have to kind of wind it up. You have to kind of, you have to resolve the.
Well, that's my thing. There's two episodes left, and, like, they just keep introducing
more. I told you
who
I thought it was.
The mom?
Shh, don't say it. What if people want to watch it?
Well, that's, we haven't watched the end, so
we
don't know who it is.
We didn't do spoiler alert disclaimer.
Spoiler alert, we haven't watched the end. We don't know who it is.
I know. I just.
That's just your guess. You don't know for sure. This is what I think is, though, every time you think they're on a lead, it's not a lead. It's just another problem that somebody else has.
True.
Like, you think this is going to be a lead, and it's going to lead to something. Nope, it's just that person's problem.
True.
For the detective and for the the kids with their half brother, and they're the dad with the in the car with that girl, and for the
Ooh, that wasn't a good picture.
That's not very nice.
Not because of you. You're beautiful.
Oh, that's much better. Is it mean because it was dark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that, I don't think you're supposed to take pictures in the dark. So
I'm trying to get your mittens.
Oh, don't. Why are you taking a picture of my... Yeah,
and you're supposed to
high.
Do a high. All right, wrap up the show.
All right. Thanks for listening to us. I don't know what you're to say. What are you supposed to say now? If you like us, you can follow us on our Facebook channel, and you can link to the podcast from there. Did I say
no,
that right?
No, just really, yeah. It's just... I think we should promote Spotify.
Oh, but so
it's
not
but
Facebook?
it's on Apple, it's on SoundCloud.
But don't you have to go through our Facebook?
Yes, you do have to go through Facebook. Unless you can actually follow the podcast on Spotify. You should do that if you haven't already. Or you can follow the podcast on Apple. Or you can follow the podcast on SoundCloud.
Okay, you just said you weren't going to do that, and you did it.
Well, when we started doing it again, I wasn't sure where it would show up, but now I know it shows up on all three.
Do you have to do it on all three, or does it automatically?
Nope, it does it automatically.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, did that get brighter?
No.
All right. All right. Thanks for listening. If you like
this,
if you like the podcast, smash the like button. Share it with a friend. Subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. Tell us what it's like near you.
Is it cold tonight?
Yeah. See you next time.
Bye.